High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, somebody that we've been chatting to for quite a while about the terror, fear, what's happening in the southern part of Africa is Jasmin Opperman. She's a security consultant specializing in extremism and political violence. Jasmin, good morning. You probably were the one person in the country not to have been shocked by this announcement of a possible terror attack.
Morning, Howard, and morning to your listeners. Yes, I was not shocked, taking into consideration the processes that had to be at play and taking into account the vulnerability of South Africa to terrorism, on which you and I have been speaking about quite frequently.
Right, so let's just talk about that. For anybody who hasn't heard any of our conversations, give us some context here.
The alert itself is standing protocol by the US from an embassy perspective. In terms of intelligence liaison, it seems that there were some serious problems in terms of liaison and in terms of even cooperation on the content. And that then has triggered the whole issue of issuing an alert on social media that led to the hysteria we are seeing now. But the alert context for me is the red flag. We should not be blinded by the alert only. Our vulnerability has increased. We've seen it in Mozambique, Cabo Delgado. We have seen it with the Tulsi court case. We have seen it with the Huma court case. We had Islamic State members moving back into South Africa following the fall of the caliphate. And I'm convinced that no one can account for their actual actions. Hence the vulnerability of South Africa to terrorism, ever on the increase compared to a security structures struggling in terms of dealing with this type of threat, leaves such an alert to not be ignored at all cost.
So why would our Deputy Minister of State Security, Zizi Kodwa, why would he say that that there's no threat, that the US couldn't provide evidence, and therefore he's not taking it particularly seriously?
Why that was the response, I do not know. This morning's report refers to a Hawks investigation of six suspect terrorists that were actually now hampered by the alert, that there are terror activities taking place on home soil. No surprise. Again, I'm saying that is happening. To state that there is no threat because there is no sufficient detail does not mean that a threat is not present. Then you need to go back operationally and find and look at your operational access, redirect, and immediately try to get as much detail as possible, Howard. Because our problem for this weekend is not only terrorism. If there is the Pride March, as a case in point, a person with a gun with no terror intent shoots one shot in the air, we're going to have pandemonia. We're going to have hysteria. It has been created. But terrorism as itself cannot be ignored, and the alert of that's now under discussion must be viewed in this context.
What would the purpose be? Let's assuming we are talking about ISIS, and it does seem to indicate, from what we're seeing, let's assume that that is the case. What would be gained by ISIS carrying out a terror attack in a country like South Africa?
Okay, let's take two steps back here.
Right.
One, I take you back into Mozambique. The moment we had South African forces stepping into Cabo Delgado, the official publication of Al-Naba directly talking to South Africa, if you do get involved, we will respond. Now, that is official statements more than propaganda. It was a veiled threat. It was reactive. But do not take their words lightly. That, for me, is the first thing. The second thing, is the global expansion of the Islamic State. And we need to understand this. For the Islamic State, having a footprint in Southern Africa for the first time, a violent jihad in Southern Africa has opened new opportunities. What can they gain from such an attack? First of all, showing its followers worldwide that Southern Africa is vulnerable, they're having successes, and they are continuing and have not been defeated. And furthermore, and the logic in that you and I can discuss, but we are not terrorists, we do not think like terrorists, but the opportunity presents for them the global expansion message central to everything they are doing now.
Are we equipped to deal with this in South Africa?
Apologies, Howard, repeat that. Apologies.
Are we equipped to deal with an active terror threat?
If I look at the recent history, Howard, and I take you back to June 21, social unrest, if I look at organized crime, if I look at border security, if I look at our deployment in Mozambique and the problems we are facing there, if I look at criminals against individuals, violence against women, why would we be in a position to be able to deal with terrorism? I do not think we have the intelligence in place to be able to do it, and I don't think we have the law and order forces in place to be able to effectively deal with terrorism.
So are we have we created a perfect storm? If you talk about border, if you talk about our failure of our intelligence sector, the failure of the police to be able to quell violence at certain times. Are we a prime target for terror attacks?
We have already actually become a target for terrorism for some time, Howard, although not in the violent form, but in the non-violent form of providing the safe havens, providing the financial access, providing recruitment opportunities and the spread of propaganda. The question has always been in terrorism, when are we going to cross the bridge into an attack that is actually a brutal attack by an international terror group? And I repeat what I've said, our vulnerability has increased. We cannot deny this reality being present in South Africa. The situation is simply too volatile from a security perspective to deny the actual threat of such an event happening.
Jasmine Opperman, would you advise listeners to take heed, maybe not go to events over this weekend that could put them at risk?
Howard, you know, it's a very difficult question to answer, but I'm going to answer. Precaution is the key word here. If you are set on going to, be it Sandton or be it anywhere in the Joburg area or anywhere else in South Africa, you've seen the alert. Make sure that you have your plan B in place. Should something happen, be it terrorism or not terrorism, like I said, a shot being fired, what are the security measures? What are the medical support services available? What are the routes to be taken to get out of the situation as quickly as possible? Inform yourself to equip yourself to deal with such a situation of mass hysteria. And that is the only advice I can give. If, Howard, I have to ask you, would you go to Sandton over the weekend with your family? You would likely say no. There's simply too many questions.
Absolutely.
Would I go to Sandton? No, I would not. I will not take my daughter into Sandton over the weekend. I'm not giving credibility, but there's simply not enough information shared that is putting me at rest, peace, that the government is actually in control of the situation.
Jasmine Opperman, security consultant, specializing in extremism and political violence.